So, we were learning Inyanim al Bitochen. Yeah. We're starting today, Tavkuf Pei Dalet. He says that the Bitochen is possibly the highest level a person can achieve. As we've seen in the previous parak, this is the greatness of Klal Yisrael. The Dag of Bitochen they achieved by Kriyas Yamsuf. They were able to jump into the waters because Hashem told them to do so. Ma'im Har Sinai, Nasa V'Nishma. Have that level of Bitochen that we don't have to hear what you have to sell us because we trust you, Hashem. That is the
highest levels of a person willing to put himself in the hands of Hashem with an earnest, a very strongly uncertain future. Number one, and maybe you will die in the Yam Suf. Or maybe you'll be given commands that you cannot handle, or they'll be hard for you. And we had full trust in Hashem, and that's what it says at the beginning of Malachi Asharis. Malachi Asharis, do whatever Hashem commands without thinking twice, because they have such a clarity of how Hashem only requests good things, that no matter how bad it looks, they have no problem with it. It says in the Sfarim that Malachim also have Bechira. They have the ability to make a choice, but they really don't have, it's in theory, not in practice. In theory, they have the mechanism to make a decision. But in practice, things are so clear and obvious that there's nothing to decide. Like to tell you a person, we have Bechira, if we want to warm up, we could put ourselves in an oven and turn on the oven. But no intelligent person would do it because he knows that if you do that, you burn yourself. So even though we have bechir to do it or not, but it's not even up for discussion. It's obvious not to do it. The reason why we do have bechir is because of a lack of clarity. Malachi Asharis have such a high level of clarity that the bechir never becomes lamaisa because it's so obvious what to do. So that's the way they're just really messengers of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Our goal in life is bring us to higher and higher levels of what is obvious. Because really, if we think of it, everything is obvious. You know, everybody has their Yetzirahs. And the way the Yetzirah works with the Yetzirah is he convinces us that, you know, you should do it. You can't not do it. Let's say a person, for example, has the Yetzirah to get angry. So he'll have 100 excuses why I had to do it and the person deserved it and all those things. But if he'd step back for a second and before getting angry, put all his excuses in front of him and then say, one second, is this what Hashem wants me to do right now? If he has any drop of honesty within himself, he would not do the act. Because in Seichel, we know that. Just Yetzirah confuses us constantly throughout life not to make the right decisions. You have to do this, and who knows what's going to happen if you do that. And we lose so many wonderful opportunities of Avodas Hashem based on that. The more a person does have proper Yitochen, and he realizes that he's so much in Hashem's hands, and he has so much from Hashem that he can use for Avodas Hashem, more than he is using it now, then he will be able to do things and accomplish things he never dreamt of. So that's what we're talking. It's called a binyan of bitochen. It has to be built up. So that's what he's going to be discussing now. It says in the Mishnah in Ovis, a person who's chokhmasa merubah mimaisav, namu davi le'ilam shanofa merubah shirosha muvotam veruach bavar krosav evchos alponif. He has a lot of wisdom, but his maisim are weak. It's like a tree that has very weak roots. Comes along a wind and uproots the whole business. But Maisim Merubim Chachmosai, if his Maisim are greater than his wisdom, is daim le'inav shanofim bo'otav shiroshim merubim. Vashila kol rucha shiva oilam, bo'yit v'noishim bo'y, enim azizim bo'yitim koyim ha'shinema, bo'yit kshosu ha'amayim, v'yuvah yishlach shiroshim v'yuki yovaychon. Bo'y aleir ranon, v'shnaz batzeros, v'yidak, v'yomish, v'yasus peri. A person whose ma'isim are more than his chokhmah, he's like a well-rooted tree, which is not only stem-rooted, it's rooted near the waterway, and it constantly has whatever it needs, and it's constantly producing fruit. That's a beautiful tzir. A person who's properly connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he always has the source of sustenance. He always has enough water, enough heat, and it's constantly producing the proper fruit that he should be doing. So it's interesting. What does this mean? Chochmosai, Maisov. What are these acts? And what is the chochmah we're talking about? We would think a person has tremendous chochmah. That's the most important thing. Here it says, no, you have to have more maisim than chochmah. He says, the shoyish of a person and his ruchnis is acts. Chochmah is ruchnis. But it's like branches of a tree that are deriving their nutrients from the roots. Now, the goal, he says, the tachlis, the goal is chokhmah, that wisdom. And that produces the branches and the fruit. But it has to get its energy from somewhere. The sheirish is his physical acts that he's doing. Basically, if you think of it, wisdom, it could be tremendous wisdom. You know, they say about a certain philosopher who behaved like a behemoth. And they asked him, why are you behaving that way? You're such an intelligent person. And they say his answer was that, what do you think? If I'd been a mathematician, I should behave like a triangle. Philosophy is my field. It has nothing to do with the way I behave. That's a goy. Because he can have all kind of insights into life, but the way he behaves has nothing to do with his seichel. That's what his body is dragging him to do. By us, it's the other way around. It says, come on, Yevamis, call Ha'ima Ainli Ela Torah, Afila Torah Ainli. The person says, I have only Torah. Yes, even Torah doesn't have. Because it says, V'lamatem Basisim. If you're doing the acts, then you have a Sheikhas to Torah. And if not, you have no Sheikhas to Torah. So that's basically the point. To build up anything in Ruchnius, that it should be real, it has to be things that are bound to acts, the proper acts. If we have some total of tremendous positive ruchnius digger acts, then that produces the mind frame also. It's not only a result of the mind frame, but it sharpens and strengthens the clarity of the mind to do acts that are in a greater level. Okay. A person is considered like a ish shosul al mayim, shatul. Shatul means planted. But he says shatul is different than a seed. A seed is something that's a zoreya. You plant a seed in the ground and it rots and it starts all over again. Shatul is you have a sapling. It's already a little tree there. But you move it from one place to another, so it should be able to grow better. But also, we don't start from zero when we're put into this world. Hashem puts within us an neshama that was ready, fully produced by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a sapling, but it's a fully produced. A sapling has everything in it. It doesn't have to start from zero. And that sapling that we have, that neshama that we have, it's up to us where are we going to plant it. Are we going to leave it in a dry area, which it's going to get any nutrients, or we're going to put it in a place that has full of nutrients? The Torah and mitzvahs are the nutrients for that figurative tree of the neshama. And Ramela, that's what the world is all about. To plant ourselves in the world of Torah and mitzvahs and the right acts, and that gives our neshama more and more energy and more power to guide ourselves and guide our behavior in our lives. And go from one level to the next. So this is what the Chazal is saying in this Mishnah. that Maisa Merubim, that's an important thing. Like we're saying, the Maisim, the acts that we do energize ourselves. Over the last many months, we're talking a lot about brachas. Not stop. We're going through this period, and we don't know how long it's going to last. But if we want to make a change, I think the most concrete thing that we could do is through the brachas themselves. The brachas are Maisa Mitzvahs, 100 times a day, that we're saying anyway. Everyone's looking for new things. Don't do anything new. Just put life into what you're doing. If you say a bracha the way so many people say, blah, 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 they don't even think what they're saying, is basically not giving yourself the physical nutrients you can get from that act. The act is a dry act. It's a dead act. Once again, there's some schar you'll get for saying a bracha. Even that's not the poshet, maybe saying the same Shemaim without Kavana, that could be an aver even, who knows. But let's assume that it's better saying, it's definitely better saying the brachas than not. But can we transform into this powerful act that is energizing ourselves? And the energizing means living in Hashem's world, connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have opportunity of 100 times a day, in a normal day, 100 times a day, making this connection with Hashem, clarifying for ourselves, transforming ourselves from being just those behemoths that are running around on 2 feet all around the world, and they're connecting themselves to Olam Hazeh a million times a day. That's the tragedy of our generation, that with the advance of technology, which can be used for so many good purposes, but has destroyed the human being, because the human being is constantly connecting himself to shtiyot, nonstop. It was never like that. The person was constantly reconnecting. He go and do his thing, go to his farm or to his field or to whatever it was, his shop, his office, his profession, medical profession, whatever it was. But he was focused on something. And now the world is set up as don't be focused. Just disconnect. Every time you tap on that phone, you're disconnecting from the reality of the world. And people are doing it hundreds of times a day. Those are maisim, opposite maisim. The b'chin of maisim merubim. That's a pachad. That's a challenge of our generation. We have so many maisim that are in front of us. It used to be you didn't have so many maisim to do. So you didn't do the maisim toifim. At least you didn't do the maisim roim. You didn't do the maisim that are connecting to your takosh, but you didn't do the maisim disconnecting. But with our curiosity and the different forms of human nature that are just unlimited times a day connecting again and again and again to shtiyot. Not a Kodesh Bohu. It makes it so more complicated. But we have to do something to counteract that and realize that we have opportunities of so many maisim. And it's all in the mind. How we relate to things. How much we value things. We have so many maisim available. I'm not even talking about maisim of sitting and learning in the base medrash or davening. Even a maisa, if a person thinks how many maisa can do, to say a nice word to one's wife, to his children, to a neighbor. It's a maisa. A maisa doesn't mean that's a physical thing. It's something we do with our body. Talking is also maisa. Yeah. So he's saying, the chokhmah tzemacha is dafka mi maisim. The real emes of chokhmah sprouts through from the maisim. Just like branches come out of the root. Hasapra kivoidcha v'loyre yisicha. That we say at the end of the davening and Shabbos morning. I will say the honor of Hashem even though I do not see you. Adamcha chancha v'loyre daticha. I will have different titles for you, but I really don't know you. Hashem is something beyond our comprehension. B'yad v'yecha b'soid avodecha d'miso hada kivoid ha'idecha. The soid avodecha, the soid of Yavodim, that brought out the hadar, kvoid haidecha, the splendor and the glory of your greatness. The kvoid Hashem comes davka, soid avodecha, the people that are oivid Hashem. What does oivid Hashem means? It means with his actions. He's meshabed himself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whether it be a positive action, of saying the right thing and doing the right act, or sometimes it's a negative. It's holding oneself back. That's also avdus. I want to be hefker, and I don't do hefker. I want to stay dreaming. I hold myself back. I don't want to get up in the morning. I get up in the morning. All these things. That's the way we get to the soid. Hada kevod hidecha. That's what we said today on the parsha, that it says, "Take you tamid chachamim bracha." Tamid chacham brings bracha. It doesn't even say the chacham brings bracha. If you notice the way Chazal describe the one who is close to Hashem is called a talmid chacham, because a person who's a chacham sometimes it doesn't mean he's a real chacham. He thinks he's a wise guy. A Talmud is he's always learning. He's always keeping his eyes open. How could I improve myself? How could I do better my maisim? Better my words, better my thoughts. That's the avodecho, the people that subjugate themselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and recognize that I'm in Hashem's world and I'm going to do things that are proper in Hashem's eyes. And like I said, the amount of excuses everybody has for not doing mitzvahs, for not learning, for not davening, for not giving stokah, for not helping, for not getting up in the morning, for not being nice to people around them. Everyone has 101 explanations. And they're all not emes. They're all disconnected from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if anybody has a drop of honesty when he has a time of peace and mind, he could think about it and he'll come to that conclusion. So that's what we're saying. That Maisa Meruv Mechachmosei, that is the person who is solid. He's always fresh. No wind in the world could shake him. And he's always producing good fruit. That is the Maisa Meruv Mechachmosei. And that's Betzim, the Yisoid of Bitochen. Yisoid of Bitochen means to know where my source of life is and connect to it. If my source of my life is connection to Hashem, and my connection to Hashem is not just by lofty thoughts, but by doing the right actions, then I focus, how can I make my actions more compatible to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? How can my tefillah be a little better? Like we're saying, my brochas, just pay a little attention. And I have my eitzah, which I'm telling people nowadays. So many people say, okay, I really want to be mechazik my brochas, but we're so used to saying it without kavana. And by the time we remind ourselves, it's already too late. I just said the bracha. Came out of the bathroom. Blah, 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 blah. Oh, yeah, I really want to have kavanah shiyotze. Take a food and blah, 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 great. Oh, yeah, I lost out the bracha. So, b'siyat d'shmai, Kodesh Baruch Hu gave me this beautiful eitzah. You can't say the bracha again. It's the bracha levatola. You can't say it twice. But the his ayuris, the thought, the pondering, what am I doing now? That can be done afterwards. I took the food in my hand and I said, "Bolei and Bolei Prates." And that's when I wake up. Oops. That's such a beautiful bracha. I had no kavanah. So if I'm in the middle of eating the apple, I can stop for a second. You brought me this apple. And I'm having that as iris of the bracha. Even if for whatever reason, the Yisrael chaffed me this time. But I win in the end. You never lose because always get. It's never too late. Kavod, me Hashem with the time. We'll say that while we're saying the bracha, we'll say mekavod. But we're talking now about this beautiful eitzah of don't lose out. You have 100 hisayiris, 100 times to be misayir. Don't give up that example, that opportunity. And if we don't get 100, we get 1 or 2 or 10 or 20, however many it gets, we're being magbe at the bechin of ma'isim merubin, more ma'isim. Yom Shmon Esrei, we mentioned kama pomim, that if you don't have kavona, tov. So later in the Shmon Esrei, by the end of Shmon Esrei, just say over those ideas in your mind, if it takes a few seconds, don't lose it out. Say, I do care about Kibbutz Golias and Binyan Yerushalayim, Hashos Hashrina coming back, or even Atochein Adam Das. So many people just wake up way past it. I want Das. Yeah, that's our Kopanim. So that's so So we just mentioned this mission of a Maisa Merum. That's the thing that changes the mind frame of a person that connects him to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the source of life. And he says, he ends with the Pasuk, the famous Pasuk, Oh, Agev HaShiyivtach Ba'odem B'Sam Balsas Roye Imen Hashem Yosel Liboy. Cursed is the person puts his, he relies on flesh and blood and turns away from Hashem. And it'll be like this tree in the desert that basically cannot grow. Baruch HaGev HaShivtach Ba'Hashem HaShem Yivtachu Baruch HaEitz HaShosel HaPalim Al Mayim HaYuva Yishlach Sheroshef. Those are two mashalim. If you're putting your bitachon in human beings, it's like planting a tree in the desert. And if you're putting in Hashem, like planting a tree next to a river. A gever sheyivtach b'Hashem, yeah, so basically he's saying that these psukim are the same pasuk that we said before. In the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Chachmasa, Maisim Arubim Chachmasa, it brings this pasuk, Hoyeitz Shosol Amayim, which is the second half of this pasuk of Bitochen. In other words, till now we brought a Mishnah that just said that a person that has more Maisim than his Chachma is like this tree. But basically, the pasuk it's coming from is a person that has Bitochen. So basically, the Mishnah is connecting the concept of Maisim Merubim to the person who has Bitochen. And that's basically what he's saying. That the Boteach Bashem is the one who has the Maisim Merubim. Maisim Merubim means he's rooted in the world of Kedusha. And from the Karka Shel Kedusha Tzemech Bitochen. He's living in a world of Kedusha. We're living in a world of Torah Mitzvahs. It's such an important thing. You have people the whole day pondering Bitochen, think Mo Hashem, Mo Hashem, Mo Hashem, doesn't do anything to them. Because the thoughts themselves don't have the power to change the way we live our lives. It has to be something down to earth. It has to be something concrete. And the Maisim, those are the things that are the Sheirish of the Bitochen. They were the Bitochen. They help it develop. So that's what we're saying today. And like I said, take an opportunity this week, all of us. Maisim Merubim. Maisim Merubim. Don't take on anything new. Just convert your Maisim to be Maisim, that are Maisim that connect us to Hashem. Not just Maisim that is part of our daily schedule, which we don't pay attention to what we're doing. And if you want to pick certain brachas, don't have to take on all 100 brachas, pick on one or two brachas in the course of the day, whether it be a chasanenim, a birchas hamitzvahs, whatever it is, and think a little bit more, think about these maisim that we're saying and we're doing are basically putting us in the world of Hashem. And if we're in the world of Hashem, then we're Baal HaBitochen. If we're Baal HaBitochen, then we're zeicher to the Baruch HaGev HaShivtach B'Hashem, to the Baruch of Hashem. Have a wonderful week, my dear friends.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you.